are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Hi, I'm Gary, and I'm a United States Navy CDE veteran, and I am blind. We'd love to have you join our family at the BVA. That's the Blinded Veterans Association. Join us today at the Blinded Veterans Association. Go to BVA.org. That's BVA.org.
As a professional musician, Lachie stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachie, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studio, from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
All right, we are on the move. You are tuned into the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is Dave, and we've got Michael and Lynn. The number to call in, which you are welcome to do, is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. Just gave away a trivia prize, had a real interesting guest talking to Chris Sack about plants that you can grow indoors and, well, vegetables and stuff to make some good salads and whatnot. And
I'm waiting for Kevin to call back after he's eaten it. That's going to be more interesting.
I bet it won't be long before, because it sounds like he's well on his way. He's got grow lights. I was going to suggest to him, and he's already started. So he's serious, that guy. I was proud of him, really. I thought that was cool.
Yeah. Well, thanks for bringing us back, David. So,
yes,
Michael,
David.
Are we doing your trivia now?
Yeah, might as well.
Okay.
Might as well.
Yeah, might as well. Might as well. Did you people hear Wildwood?
Yeah.
I did. I was confused. I started zoning out for a second. It's like, what the heck is this? I thought we tuned into the I don't know, South Florida somehow or another.
Yeah, me too.
Chris, our engineer, you never know. Okay, so it's time for trivia.
Chris is keeping this afloat. That guy.
Trivia time. So who did this song? This was a big song. This was so easy. Who did this song? 407-894-1680.
And yes, Chris, Michael.
And Chris from Wildwood, you can pick up the phone and call if you know this song.
Chris,
who did this song?
And in my dreams I've kissed your lips a thousand times. I sometimes see you pass outside my door. Hello, is it me you're looking for? I can see it in your eyes, I can see it in your smile. You're all I've ever wanted, and my arms are open wide. Cause you know just what to say, and you know just what to do, and I want to tell you so much. I love you.
I got my Kleenex out.
Okay,
now that everybody's crying, hello. I got to tell you, this is a funny story. I got a funny story.
You give them the number to call.
407-894-680. If you think you know that song, and Chris from Wildwood, if you know the song, now's the time to call in. 407-894-1680. Here's a funny story. Lynn and I have a great granddaughter, believe it or not. I'll say it again, great granddaughter. So, how do I get her to know me? I say, hello, and a funny the word, hello. Hello. I purposely
sound ridiculous.
Sound ridiculous and say the word hello is crazy. Hello. But anyway, she knows me now. It's Grandpa. And her year old, she's a year and a half old, says, it's Grandpa.
Two now. Oh, she's great granddaughter's mixed up.
Oh, she's going to be two.
She is.
Oh, she says that crazy guy. That must be Grandpa.
No, she knows me now by that word. Hello.
Well,
anyway,
hello?
Who is singing that song? Anybody calling up, Chris?
Hello. Is it me you're looking for?
Brenda knew.
Yo, Chris just said hello.
Is it me?
Brenda was excited. She heard it. She knew.
Is it me you're looking for? Is that what it is, Mike? You're looking for me?
Yeah, we're all looking for you, Chris.
Listen, yes, we do have a caller on the phone line. Our good friend calling all the way from Nashville.
Nashville.
Yeah, buddy, you know that name. You know that one right there. All the way from Nashville, Tennessee, is our good friend, the one and only, Kelly. Kelly, how you doing?
Hey, Jay.
I'm doing great.
Oh, I recognize that voice anywhere.
Yep. Hey, David. Hey, Michael. Hey, Lynn.
Hey.
Hi.
How's it going, girl?
Hello.
Good to hear your voice.
It's good. Thanks.
Hello to Nashville.
Yeah.
So who's singing the song?
So that was by, that was Hello by
You're not sure.
Ritchie?
Who is it?
Lionel Richie.
Lionel Richie? Is that what you think it is?
Yeah.
Is that who you really think it is? Lionel Richie?
Final answer.
You just won yourself $10 gift card from Subway.
Woohoo! All right.
Subway, $10 coming your way. Subway.
Yeah, you won, girl.
Right. Now, if you were in Orlando, I would give you
Sonny's Barbecue.
Yeah, if you're in Orlando.
Yeah. I actually.
But you're not in Orlando. You're in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
How are things going? You doing okay?
How's Rory?
Yeah, yeah. I was just watching the Celebration of Life for Naomi Judd. It was live streamed on CMT from the Ryman. It was a public memorial.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah.
Did they do a good job?
They did. There's a couple people that performed, and then, of course, you know, her daughters and her husband said a few words and whatnot.
Nice. Well, I thought for sure you would have been glued to the Blind and Beyond radio show, but I can understand why you might need to take a little break now and then.
I turned it on right when it was over, so I have been listening the whole time because it ended at...
Just in the nick of time.
Well, thanks for listening.
And how is Rory?
How's Rory?
He's traveling a lot. He'll be back late tomorrow night, early Tuesday morning at like after midnight.
That's good.
So. Somebody's making some money.
Spreading the good music around.
Sure is.
Well, good to see your post out there on Facebook, and I appreciate you calling in and winning a prize. Why not? Got yourself free lunch.
Say hi to Brenda for me.
All right, I sure will. She's just ran out in the other room. She's chasing the cat who wants to be on the radio.
We want her on the show.
Well, our cat does not like me speaking into a microphone, and it drives the cat nuts. And she's like climbing up me to get to me to stop talking.
We'll have her talk to
That's
Princess.
Funny.
Yeah.
Princess. Yeah.
All right. Well
glad
you're listening. Thank you.
Good to hear from you.
Posted.
All right, so I got two other callers on the phone line. We got Chris that finally called back. He was just a little bit slow. And then I got Jason from Pensacola, Florida on the phone line as well. You want to say hi?
Sure,
of course.
All right, so let's talk to our good friend Jason from Pensacola. Jason, how you doing?
Hi, Jason.
Hi there. Great. You're on the mic. I never played that song.
Brenda, I hear you, Brenda.
Sorry. Can you hear me?
I'm sorry, I got busted. The peanut gallery.
All right, so Jason, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear. I can hear you. Can you hear Mike, Lynn, Dave?
Yes.
We can hear you fine.
All right, so Jason was calling for trivia, but Jason, we got somebody already for the trivia.
Okay.
You just missed it by the hair of your chinly chin chin.
Sorry, Jason.
You
want to
lose somebody after
something?
Nice. Well,
all right.
Brenda, we can still hear you.
All right. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you, Jason. But I want to talk to Chris. I'm going to give him a trivia because he called back. He should have been first on the line because he wanted to know somebody new.
All right. So we got Chris from Wildwood. Chris, how you doing?
Yeah, I know the song was Lionel Richie, Hello. But
I'm going to ask you another song. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to ask you a trivia question right now. See if you can get it, since you called back twice and you're a new listener. I'm going to give you a break. You ready for the trivia question? This is just for you, Chris, right from Wildwood. This is just for you. Ready for the trivia question? It's a hard one.
Okay, this is a hard one. I'm going to do my best.
Okay. The song Fingertips was number one song. It was his first song he ever made. Who am I talking about? Any idea? Fingertips?
Fingertips.
He was a blind guy.
He was a blind guy. He had number one song. First song he ever had. He was 12 years old. Who was blind at 12? Blind had a number one song called Fingertips.
Wasn't Ray Charles.
No, you're right. It wasn't Ray Charles.
12 years old.
12 years old. And he played harmonica. And keyboards.
Yep. And he had fingertips one and two on the Motown label.
I think you just said Stevie Wonder, didn't you?
I did say Stevie Wonder.
And you're right. That's who it was. Stevie Wonder.
So you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Hey.
$10, $10 gift card from Subway. Enjoy your Subway. Give your name and address, and we'll send you a $10 gift card from Subway.
Chris, we wanted to give you a prize so bad it was hurting us. And I'm so glad you called back.
And I heard the song he played from Wildwood. It was kind of neat there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
We're going to go to break.
Huh?
Yeah, we're going to break. Don't go away. We're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Chris, call back some other time. Yes.
Give your address.
And give your address to Chris.
Just stay on the line.
We're going to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Sometimes
it isn't always enough to be forgiven by others. Sometimes you have to learn to forgive yourself.
On the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We are back. Oh, yes, we're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's what you're listening to, the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And this is your host, Michael. That's right, believe it or not, Michael. The phone number to call in, 407-894-1680. Let me say it again, 407-894-1680. And if you're wondering what this show is all about, well, what can I say? You missed 7 years. You missed 7 years of your life because the show has been on the radio 7 years, believe it or not. We're on the radio. This is not a podcast. This is a live radio show. So if you're wondering what this is all about,
7 years of putting up.
7 years of craziness, 7 years of for the blind and beyond chaos. So if you want to listen to any show that you missed for 7 years, go back. That's right. Go back. You got a lot of homework. You got over 300 shows to listen to. We still archive them. This is a live radio show, but we archived all the radio shows. Go to our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Let me repeat that again for those slow people like myself, because I'm very slow, and I have to listen to two or three times over and over again, blindandbeyondradioshow.org, okay? I remembered it, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. So that's the 7 years there on that. Go to there. Right now, Lynn, you're up.
Okay, well, it's my pleasure to welcome back our next guest, and his name is Brian Bushway, and Brian is the co-founder of Acoustic Athletics. And if you don't know what that is, well, listen up, because he has a lot to say. Welcome back, Brian.
Welcome back, Brian.
Hi, Brian. Hi, thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us again.
Thank you, John. Brian, I listened to your...
The YouTube.
Okay. And actually, I was on the show like when you were on last, too, and it was very interesting. So I'm glad I was able to be here this time, too.
Yeah, what did you take away from what you observed?
What did I take away? That I don't listen too much. I have to listen more, not talk so much.
Yeah, I took away that he's like a Superman.
Right, that you're a Superman, Brian.
Yeah, he's from outer space.
Yeah, because you listen. David, you listen a lot?
I do listen a lot, but you know, the thing that I think that Brian really does have some extra special skills, but his business, I think, is particularly interesting about teaching other people, not necessarily blind people, but other sports people and whatnot, to use that sense to really help them. So I want to hear him talk about that, because that's the part that I'm still a sports fan, so I think there is a lot that these sports guys can use by listening.
So tell us, Brian, tell us about the echolocation and how you got involved in Acoustic Athletics and
how you
a
listen.
Little bit about your blindness.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about listening. I mean, I've lost my ability to see patterns of light, became visually impaired or blind at the age of 14. I had optic nerve atrophy, and in about 6 months, from the end of seventh grade to the beginning of eighth grade, I went with functional vision, or probably had low vision most of my life, but didn't really get it. But drastically, I went from being able to do everything vision, from playing sport, to then finding playing hockey, soccer was more difficult. I didn't know how to think adaptively. I didn't know how to develop my listening skills, and then all of a sudden, one day I woke up and everything, there was no more light perception. And that was when, you know, everything, I had to sort of admit, wow, my visual impairment is significant enough that I can't function in life. And that's where I really had to learn how to listen to the world in a whole new way. And in that journey, I spent a lot of time like in an identity crisis early on. I sat in my room and only listened to the radio. It was super helpful, talk radio. I learned a lot, and that was one of my big connections. So I've always been a huge radio fan of just staying connected to people and feeling connected to the larger society things, because I really felt isolated as a young person there. I didn't really know other blind people have role models, but there was this, like, soul cravings or deeper desire to still want to do more, even though society's message, you're blind, you don't do anything, you'll get hurt, just stay down, we'll do it for you. You know, okay, but after a while, I just didn't see my future any bigger than the size of a bedroom. And so I started just to try. And I was lucky to have, you know, orientation mobility instructors, adaptive CE specialists through the school system, and started reading other biographies on other blind individuals who like had kids and played golf and were sports, and just started learning from their examples and going like, how are they doing these things? I'm going to learn too. And that's when I just started like realizing that my ears were going to be this great connection to the world, especially with vision as a distant sense. And if we don't have good vision or are labeled legally blind, the next best sense to get information out in the distance is listening.
Right.
And if you team that with the sense of touch or the cane's going to connect it, find everything up close, and then you use your ears out in the distance. Well, you got a pretty cool teaming of different sensory inputs that allow people to start moving more freely and confidently. And then I discovered echolocation. I was there in the eighth grade hallway, walking around using my cane, and I could sense that there was like a pillar, open space pillar. I'd close my eyes, told to have no light perception. I could still tell that they were there. And I explained this to other teachers at the time, and they're like, well, yeah, you lose one since the other senses get stronger, or there's other visually impaired people who have talked about similar things. But this phenomenon of experience didn't really, no one really could talk about it. And then I met a mentor who is born blind himself, and he grew up using this, and there's all these other people using echolocation. And he explained it to me. He said, Brian, what you're doing is you're using passive echoes. The sounds that are already in the environment are naturally reflecting off of pillars, walls, cars, curbs, any object. And it's actually creating an echo that the human brain can learn to interpret. And he shares with me, he's like, hey, if you want to use it and get even stronger at this ability, use an active signal. Something like a submarine or perhaps a bat, dolphin, and humans all have this ability. But he's like, try a tongue click. Wow, now that active signal helped the brain focus. It's not the magic of the click. It's the echo. It's the information that's embedded in the sound reflecting corner sound differently. Open spaces sound. Yeah.
From one blind person to another, I like to know how you rode the bike. Listening to you, I like to know how you rode the bike as a blind person.
Yeah, well, the first thing was developing like fast moving skills. If I could recognize, you know, here's the back of a car, or here's open space just by walking around, then I started walking faster. And then eventually, I was able to sort of jog in more open areas and recognize where things were. And I'm still doing this with a cane, you know, moving around quickly. But then once I, like, in a quiet residential area, I would sort of walk it, make sure there were no, like, hazards or anything. But then I could just get on a bike and ride around and listening to the echoes reflect off driveways, garages, cars, and I was able to pilot my own bike. And then when it took to the hills, we went mountain biking, not on tandems. We used a plastic nylon zip tie. And we put that around the frame, angled it into the wheel, and every time the spokes would hit the zip tie, it makes a grrrr noise. And that was a cool sound to follow. So now we had a sound to localize the track. And then with echolocation, we can tell if we were close to the left side or the right side of the trail. And we could ride. And it was really freeing because we were, you know, in control of our body. You know, we were in control of our perceptual system. So it was a little bit more of an engaging activity than either just sitting on the back of a tandem or waiting for someone to tell me turn left, turn right. Because if someone does that, you're essentially turning the blind person into a remote control car.
Brian, so, Lynn, I have a question. So the clicking of the tongue, that's not used outside then? That's when you're indoors?
No, absolutely.
It could be both.
Oh,
active signals, you could use a cane tap, a hand clap. I mean, even I can make a sound, our voices, but it just turns out that the tongue click is pretty strategic because it could be made very quiet or louder. It's located in between the ears, so that's good for sound localization. And it could be made sharp and clean. And in that click, it carries some high registers and low registers. And just the fact that it's near the ears is just a more powerful thing. But you're not listening to the click in your head. You're really focusing the brain's intention to the information that's coming off of all of the objects.
So, Brian, I admire your bravery for doing the mountain stuff, but my curiosity gets the better of me, and I wonder if you've ever gotten off that path when following and had difficulties.
Oh yeah, I mean, even in mobility in high school, I only got really strong at mobility because I've gotten lost so many times. I've crashed into things for not using proper cane technique, and for sure, you know, riding a mountain bike doesn't come without its risks, but there's also rewards. So, yeah, sure. I've see, like, I've definitely, we had to come up with, like, different concepts. Like, what would happen if we were riding on a trail, I'm following, like, you in front of me, and if I slow down and get farther behind you, it's harder for me the angle of the turn that's approaching. And the tendency is we want to go directly to the sound source. So we would call that crow's lining. And sometimes we cut corners too short, and before you know it, you just rode off the hill.
Right. I just wanted to make people realize that you've got some great skills, but you're not actually a superhuman, and other people can do it too. And you've had some, I'm sure you've had some scrapes and
the daredevil though
to get to this point, you've had to go through all those hassles too. So makes me admire you even more. You know, superhumans, they don't have any problem doing that stuff. It's us regular guys trying to do it where it's really a little more difficult. So
somebody has a question.
Does anybody have a question for Brian? Now's the time to call in for Brian. Call in 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. If you like to ask, you don't have to be a mountain biker. If you want to ask Brian any questions.
And I appreciate you saying that, because also remember, I learned this. I was taught this by other visually impaired people. I wasn't doing this alone in a vacuum. I only benefited because I was on a team and around other visually impaired people who were thinking along these same lines. So I really benefited from being a part of that little community that was forward thinking. And, you know, yeah, mountain biking was cool, but it made it easier to put in perspective the challenges of navigating a high school hallway. You know, I had to interact with bullies and everything else.
Right.
So, I mean, it's normal. Like, yeah, the skills seem like extraordinary, but I learned this, and I'm also an orientation mobility instructor, and I work with blindness agencies, you know, every day, and I'm training, you know, 20 adults in these programs, echolocation mobility. So that's what's cool about this stuff is our senses can get better, and with neuroscience, and our brains are more plastic than we thought, neuroplasticity, with the right motivation, we can really enhance our sensory abilities to be more aware, to make, you know, our situational awareness higher. So when we're navigating in cities or rural areas, we're just much more comfortable because we've learned how to interpret the environment through the other senses.
There are people that can actually train a blind person to be able to use echolocation to maximize it, though, rather than them fitting for on their own, or there are people out there that actually teach that sort of thing.
Yeah. I mean, all this got started. There's a textbook on the flash sonar that people can get in the organization that I've been working with, the nonprofit World Access for the Blind. We've spent the last, you know, decade traveling around the world, helping companies and nonprofits in India, Armenia, all over Europe. We got funded by some EU grants to go help country of Croatia, parts of Africa. So yeah, this is very teachable. It's easy. Like, the brain wants information. Like, infants learn how to do this before they talk. Like,
I believe you. I think that's probably the time when they're most receptive, you know?
Yeah, and the brains in young people are just a little bit more, they're easier to mold by passive learning, but then when we get a little older, our brains are still capable of changing. We just have to find the deeper motivations to want to persevere to see the change.
So, hey, your Access for the Blind, your organization, the nonprofit, before we get off, as I have a tendency of going off on tangents, do you have a website for Access for the Blind so people can read about a little bit?
Yeah, they started and we organized all the teaching curriculum, but that's now more, that still exists. But all that teaching is now morphed into acoustic athletics.
Okay, acoustic athletics is the one that we want then. So what's the contact, the website for that?
Yep, acoustic athletics for any curious questions and just more about it. But yeah, I mean, there's families all over the world then there's organizations that implement and teach these higher levels of listening, but it's really helping the brain, you know, even the cane strategies and stuff. There's just a lot more knowledge out there,
right,
that you take advantage of.
So Acoustic Athletics, is there an actual website? Is it just acousticathletics.com, or what is that?
Acousticathletics.com, brianbushway.com. You can contact us to find out more information.
Nice.
Yeah.
Brian,
a lot of good stuff.
This is Lynn. I'm excited, but I have a question. When I've gone to some of the conventions with Michael or the trade shows for the blind and visually impaired, and Michael will agree with me, like, we will step aside because I feel so badly for the people that they're walking down the aisles and they're swinging the cane and they don't know really where they're going. Do you have any advice for people when they go to the trade shows how to?
Because you got 100 people going one way. Right.
You can get hurt. You can get hit by a cane. They're flying around all over the place.
Yeah. Well, as part of what I help people like learn every day is like in that loud room, you maybe have to shorten up the cane because there's other people, right? So holding, you can always make a long cane shorter,
but you
can never make a long cane, you know, a short cane longer. Now you want a longer cane if you're outside and you got more open space.
Well,
why
this
not?
This is in the hallway.
This is in the hallway. The trade shows.
So the first thing is you can shorten up the cane so it's less quick, you know, hitting people. But then it's developing those auditory listening skills in two ways. With echolocation, you can actually hear, are you closer to the right wall or closer to the left wall?
Hmm.
Like, everybody can go home and practice right now. Like, even if I'm speaking with my hand comes in front of my face and the sound changes, it's up, and if it's down, I bring it down. Well, the next step in phase is everyone can get sort of close to a wall, face a wall, and then turn around and compare it to the open space. There's a big sound difference. Now, when you train your brain to pay attention to that, it's very easy for most individuals, I would claim all individuals, can very quickly tell if they're more in the middle of a hallway or closer to the right side or to the left side. So now when you can actually hear where your boundaries are, now you can perceive where you are in space, and now you hear the other people around you. So now you have to now develop the skill of paying attention to multiple sound sources. There's exercises to help people pay attention to more objects in the environment, right? You would first start in some type of scenario where they're having to track one, and you would introduce another, and then you start introducing movement and more dynamic circumstances to help the ear start training in how to track. And then once people start having these practices, their confidence, and they start trusting what they're hearing and sensing more. And so hallway navigation is about understanding where your boundaries are, where are the perceived objects in front of you, and then comparing that to the open space. Because you may be able to click and precisely hear, oh, I got about 4 feet in between this person, that person, and I can turn my shoulders and, like, walk in front of them.
Wow. So you have
push them off to the side.
Yeah.
I didn't know I couldn't do it.
Ramming speed.
Yeah.
Man. You know, I'll tell you what, those, no matter what skills you've got, going to those conventions is, I don't know. It's not for me.
The guide dogs can get hurt too with those.
Yeah, no, it's insane.
Terrible. Brian, how does sorry to interrupt, David. Brian, how do can people take the courses remotely?
Yeah, like I just explained an exercise now that people can do. So a lot of this is, you know, understanding, you know, that this does exist, and then having some simple experiences with it. Most, once again, it's like, even sighted people learn this. I mean, that's why we're working with Acoustic Athletics with more of, like, people with 20/20 vision. So a lot of people in our own narratives, as we learn, and me as, like, an educator, there's a lot of negative thoughts that people fill their selves with and negative stories that they tell themselves that they can't do things. Or they write themselves off. Or they say, oh, those skills are – they're exceptions to the rule. And – be careful of that story because you're already hearing this. We already know if someone's talking on a cell phone in a bathroom versus some other space. And that's because it's smaller and hard surfaces reflect sound very differently. So every person is already using passive echolocation. So once we're already have this ability, then it's like, how do we start refining it, use it more? And it's incredibly helpful. Most entryways to restaurants sit in like an alcove. They're recessed from the entryway. Well, sound reflects in hollow sound pretty awesomely. It's similar to a salad bowl, you know, because salad bowl is pretty hollow. So one of the first exercises that I introduce to people is you introduce, here's like a flat, you know, panel. Could be like a plate or a salad bowl. Can you hear the difference between the bowl and the plate? And you sort of present it to the person and they can make a sound or a click. And they can tell, yeah, there's something to my right versus open space. And you go, aha, now the brain has something to now recognize for the next time. And then you start building upon that awareness. And before you know it, people are walking down the streets going, oh, wow, like there's an object up there and it's not a bush. It seems it's more, oh, it's a tree. And it's not just any tree, it's a pine tree, because this is part of like sound reflects off of everything differently. So density of objects will reflect sound. So pine trees reflect sound very different than banana trees because of the big broad leaves.
So Brian, this is Dave again. Just I told you I go on different tangents. I'm thinking these skills, of course, are very handy for you and I for being blind people. And I can understand with the athletics aspect how using echolocation, people, you know, even like a batter could use certain sounds to know what's going on, you know, around them without actually looking. But my thinking is people in like spy work, special services, special forces, things like that, where they really need to be paying attention to their surroundings, I would think those kind of skills would be invaluable, you know, for keeping them alive, for one.
Okay, we have 3 minutes to break, and those are interesting points.
And absolutely, we've, like, the Navy SEALs, all of those, like, special forces, the common theme is called situational awareness. They need information, you know, from what they feel, what they hear, not only what they see, because sound works in 360 degrees. So it's very good about picking up things behind you. And so it's how do you just develop this whole awareness? And so absolutely, they teach it. And that's where some of, like, our training protocols have been from those disciplines.
I would think so. Yeah, I can see that. I can see that could be a big, big aspect for sure. So it was awesome having you here. And tell us about the contact info one more time before we let you go.
Okay. How do people access the website, as David is saying, and look into, you know, taking one of your classes?
Yeah. For more information, go to acousticathletics.com, brianbushway.com. Or you just search echolocation and you're going to find me out there.
Okay.
That's right. Okay. And he's just he's a regular guy with some awesome skills.
Yeah. And we teach these skills. And that's the encouraging part. Our brains can adapt and learn. It's not really a mystery anymore. If we lose sense, the other sense to get stronger. We now have the benefit in the backing of science, and we can target the senses in strategic areas to make all of this happen a little quicker, easier, and it's hopeful.
You know, I got to tell you, when people always used to say that, well, you know, doesn't that, one sense always gets stronger, right? That always used to bug the hell out of me, I have to tell you. You know, how many millions of times have we heard that, right? Well, yes, other senses must be stronger. Well, not necessarily. Hopefully they are if we train them. You know,
Brian,
but
thanks for calling in, Brian.
Great to talk to you, Brian.
Thank you very much. Love to have you. Love to have you again. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Bye.
Take care, man.
We're going to go to break. Thanks for listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're going to break. Don't go away. Be right back.
It's true.
Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility. As a professional musician, Lachie stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachie, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
At World Services for the Blind, we are committed to develop new career paths, programs for adults who are blind or visually impaired. We are pleased to offer two new programs, call center specialist and credit counseling. The 8-week call center specialist program imparts a vast skill set upon its participants so that, upon graduation, they are prepared to take on the role of call center customers, service representative with confidence. The program covers customer service, soft skills, communication skills, relationship building, sales and marketing, dealing with difficult customers, human resources, and more. Credit counseling is a huge industry with significant opportunities for employment, and our 12-week credit counseling program will provide clients with the tools to go out and educate and guide others looking to improve their credit and financial situations. Participants will earn 3 initial certifications with the opportunity to earn 2 additional certifications. The first 3 certifications will take approximately 12 weeks and include credit counseling, financial counseling, and debt settlement certifications. The additional 2 certifications are housing counseling and student loan counseling, which will add 8 additional weeks of classroom training. For more information or to begin the admissions process, please visit us at wsblinds.org. That's wsblind.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Goodbye. Oh, we're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. And Marsha, if you're listening, you still didn't call Chris, because I said I would warn you, Marsha, in Tamarack, a special prize for calling in, because you were listening to an old show. Marsha, so if you're listening, call Chris now, 407-894-1680. That's Marsha from Tamarack.
You have to call now.
Now, before we go off the air, Marsha from Tamarack, call Chris, and we'll give you a $25 gift card from Visa. Okay, Marsha, now's the time to call Chris. He's in our studio, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. That's special to Marsha from Tamarack, because you were listening to an old show, not this show. So I'm saying I'll make an exception one time to you. So if you want to call in, now's the time to do it. Okay, Marsha.
Tamarack, by way of New York.
Yes. Right now we've got Christine. Christine, you're
hey,
from
everybody.
Jupiter, Florida.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Hi, Christine.
Yeah.
Christine, how are you?
How are you guys doing? I'm fine, thank you. How are
I
you?
I always love to. I'm very seldom ever co-host when you call in, but I love listening to you call in on other nights. So.
Christine, could you talk louder? Because I can't hear you.
Okay, I'm trying to talk as loud as I can. I'm on a cell phone.
I
that
can
sounds
hear you
good.
Now. Don't forget, you're in Jupiter, and I'm right now outside of Orlando.
We're
so
we're in Earth, and she's
yeah.
Yeah. He's in Mars, so
Earth
it's a
really
distance
hard
away.
To do. You know, I'm all the way here in Jupiter, and you Earthlings, you just don't have the respect.
That's right.
That's right.
So do you have something to share?
You have something to share with us tonight?
Yes. Yes. It's only fitting that that technical blooper that we had earlier took place around Christmas time, because it goes with the story I was going to tell you, because I couldn't call in last week because my phone was dead. And I wrote Michael an email and told him this story about my mother. And now I have two older sisters, and me and my mom always took us to see Santa Claus every year at Christmas time.
Right.
And my sisters, oh, yay, we're going to see Santa. Yay, we're going to see Santa. I'm 5 years old, and mom took me to see Santa at the mall. Then a week or two later.
Were you sighted then? Were you sighted then?
Partial.
Okay.
Yeah, partially sighted. So anyway, she took me to see Santa at a Christmas party not too long after the mall. And then I approached her after the Christmas party. I said, Mommy, why does Santa Claus's voice keep changing? And my mom never forgot that. She still tells that story to this day.
That's right. You were paying attention, weren't you?
Talking about hearing.
Yeah.
Right?
You told my hearing.
Santa didn't sound the same.
Yeah.
That's a cute story.
That's a cute story. Every time she saw Santa,
Santa's different voice keeps changing. And yeah, my mom didn't know what to say. So she's just, you know, she's not fast on.
Why does Santa? Why does Santa smell like beer? No, I'm kidding.
What was her answer, Christine?
Voice changed. She said, "Oh, he must have a cold." Now, at 5 years old.
There you go.
Okay.
But,
yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah, she, you know, goes, I said, Mommy, how come his voice? And she tells that story to this day. I mean, she told it last year to somebody.
That's a funny story.
Mom's got to think fast, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You got a fast thinking mommy.
You don't expect
your
partially sighted daughter. I mean, I could never see out of my right eye, but when I was little, I could see colors. So she wouldn't expect me.
But you can listen real good.
Yeah. Why is Santa's voice different?
Well, we're glad you were able to tune into the live show tonight, finally, Christine.
Yes, it was kind of weird. I wonder, why are they playing a Christmas episode?
Very weird.
This is May. it was kind of looper.
It was a Twilight Zone connection. That's what I'm thinking.
And we had three different Christmas coming.
Come again?
It was crazy. But
yeah,
we'll be on the archives, so you can always catch those. But
well, thanks for calling.
Oh, yes.
Thanks for calling in, Christine.
I'm glad I was on here when you called this time.
Okay.
That's a funny story.
I'm glad we got to talk. Okay.
Indeed. Have a good evening.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks. We'll catch you again, I hope.
Feel good.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
All right,
that's cute. I like that.
I have a question. Here's a trivia question.
We don't have so much time.
Well, it's a fast trivia question. Fast trivia question.
Yes.
This guy did a song called What I Say. Big hit. What I Say. It was also in a movie. Who am I talking about? Any idea? Who am I talking about? What I Say. He did a big hit called What I Say.
Yeah. Okay. I know
who am I talking about? Who am I talking about?
Well, while we're waiting for them to call in.
I'll give you one hit only. Here's the hint. They did a movie about him, and Jamie Foxx played the guy.
That's a pretty big hint.
That's a big hint. Who am I talking about? Got to call fast. 1 minute to call in. 407-894-1680.
All right. Well, while we're waiting, I'll just remind everybody. We're not going off yet, but I'm just reminding everybody to join us next week with guest co-host none other than Charles Brooks. And we will have two guests from Foundation Fighting Blindness. And Luke Simeoner will be calling in again. And he is the founder of Plusive, the world's first e-platform for getting a job. So be another fun show. Interesting. Fun and informative show. Right? Right.
And if someone calls in, I'd like a new caller to get it, if possible.
Right.
New caller. Chris.
Well, they're all looking it up.
At this point, they might not have time to get it.
Oh, yeah.
Got
that's
1 minute.
What
that's
I
it.
Say.
Wait, I missed a question. I missed a question. I missed a question. What was the question?
The trivia question?
The trivia question.
Yeah.
The question was, there's a fella who did a song called What I Say. Big hit. Who am I talking about? There's also a movie about him, and Jamie Foxx did him in the movie. Who am I talking about?
Oh,
no more hints.
Come on. You gave too many hints already at the beginning.
Okay. That's pretty easy.
Somebody calls.
I got a caller coming in. I got a caller. Hold on. Hold on. Go ahead.
New listener.
All right. This could be big. This could be the one. We might not have time to get a new one, though.
New caller.
We can't take any more calls, Michael.
We have to do whoever it is.
Right.
But it might be a new call. I'm feeling good about it. But Chris is going to have to come back and let us know. Could it be? Oh, you know, it really was awfully easy too, Michael. But I'm proud of you.
All right.
David, while
all right.
Waiting. Oh, never mind.
All right. So I got our good friend calling all the way from Clint, Indiana. And then I have a gentleman by the name of Jeff calling from ATL, Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay. The Clinton, Indiana caller is on the list, Chris.
He's on the list. So let's listen to Jeff.
All righty. So let's go to Jeff. John, hold on. Hold tight, John. So let's go to ATL, College Park area, over by way of 75/95 and talk to Jeff. Jeff, how you doing?
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, man, I'm good. How y'all doing?
Good. Jeff, is this your first time calling
you
in?
New caller? I never heard the name.
Second time caller.
Oh, second time caller. Okay. I have to remember that. You're calling from there. So who did that song, What I Say?
Oh, that was Brother Ray Charles.
You are 100% right. That's right, Ray Charles. That's right. And you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
All right, man.
Enjoy
there you
Subway.
Go, Mr. Atlanta. That's good.
Enjoy Subway. $10 gift card. Give you a name and address, and we'll send you out a gift card. Subway, $10. Coming your way.
When y'all coming to Atlanta?
One of these days we might come up to see you in Atlanta. You never know.
Grandkids in Atlanta.
Yeah, so he wanna bring the show to the Atlanta area.
We used to be on the air in Atlanta.
So we're gonna have to do a live remote.
Yeah, well I think there we should, go. Chris.
Hey Jeff, hold on one moment. Hold on, Jeff.
All right.
How are you listening, Jeff? How are you listening in Atlanta?
Oh, over the internet on TuneIn Radio.
On TuneIn Radio. Okay.
Awesome.
Keep on listening. Love to hear from you.
We appreciate you listening, Jeff.
Okay, we have to say goodnight now. The show is over. And thanks for listening, everybody. We enjoyed you all. Thank you for having us on the air. Thank you, David. Crazy show tonight.
It was a wonderful show. And I appreciate everybody calling in, listening. And let's do it again soon.
Thanks, David. Thanks for listening, David. Thanks for being part of the show. Thanks for being part of it. Lynn, thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to me, you darling. Chris Shaw, great having you there, too.
Darling.
Hello to Carter.
And hello to Carter.
Hello to Carter.
Everybody, stay tuned. Don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Love you all. Take care. God bless you all.
Peace.
Good night.
And if somebody bothers you, take a deep breath. Don't get mad. Relax.